Welcome to the Rediscover Hour on Relevant Radio, a time to explore our Catholic faith and find out about ways to share the faith with others. Help create the possibility of an encounter with the person of Jesus Christ in the lives of others by living out the call to the new evangelization and helping fellow Catholics rediscover full life in the Church. The Rediscover Hour starts now.
Welcome to the Rediscover Hour. I'm Jeff Cavins, and today, wow, do we have a great show. We're going to be talking about women in the new evangelization. You know, I don't know what you're doing in your life right now, but it's an absolutely gorgeous day at the time of this broadcast live. You might be listening to it on review. You might be going online and might be a week or two in the past, but I'll tell you, today is absolutely beautiful. But I'm here to remind you that in the midst of every beautiful day, you've got an opportunity to share Christ. You've got an opportunity to bring the good news to people of all ages. And today, on this beautiful day, as you're on your way to work, or maybe you left work and you got an appointment, going to the doctor, whatever it might be, or you're sitting in your backyard listening on the internet, I want you to know that God has opportunities up ahead for you to influence other people, and that's what this show is all about. It's about evangelization. I'm the director of evangelization and catechesis for the Archdiocese of St. Paul in Minneapolis, and we have just such an extraordinary team and team of people that we're working with. Kelly Wahlquist is going to be joining me in just a few minutes to co-host this show as we talk about the women's ministry in the Archdiocese, not only in the Archdiocese, but around the country. Many of the things that we're working on right now in the Archdiocese are actually going national. There are other dioceses and archdioceses around the country that are very interested in what is happening here in the Twin Cities, and you might be a part of that. Certainly your prayer is appreciated, but I know that there's so many things that happen in the Twin Cities are not the result of one or two or three or four or five people, but it's really the result of a lot of people coming together to make a difference. You know, one of the advantages that I have oftentimes is I get to speak around the country and I get to travel, and I hear what people are saying about dioceses around the country. And people have their eyes on this archdiocese. We've got a great seminary, great seminary. We've got SPO. We've got NET. We have the Archbishop Harry J. Flynn Catechetical Institute, Bible studies, and we've got wine. And we're going to talk about that, women in the new evangelization. Hey, let me just mention to you something that is very exciting that's taking place here in the Archdiocese before we jump into the topic of women in the new evangelization, and that is your children. What are we going to do about our children? What are we going to do to pass this faith on to our children? Last week, the Pew Research Company came up with the results of a survey that kind of shocked people. Catholic Spirit wrote about it, just came out yesterday. And in that survey, they said that Christianity, and they named it Catholicism, mainline denominations, were shrinking. They're shrinking in America. And there's two categories that are growing. One is, I'm nothing. Imagine that, a category called, I'm nothing. And it's growing. I don't know who's pushing that, but whatever they're doing is working. But nothing is a category. And then the other, I don't think it surprises you, Islam. And so the question that I have for you and for myself is, what are we going to do about that? Not just in response to the Pew survey, but what are we going to do about it in terms of passing the faith on to our children? Next week, we're going to be talking with my wife, Emily Cavins, and Regina Neville, and we're going to be talking about a new initiative in this archdiocese that we're calling Every Child Reads the Bible. Every child reads the Bible. Our goal is that your children, your grandchildren, would have an opportunity to read the Bible according to the chronology of it, like a story, before they hit high school. My wife and I were talking at breakfast this morning, and I said, I just don't get it. You know what? Why would we not pass on the faith to our children and the basic story of salvation history, but then, you know, wait till maybe high school, where they start to go into CCD or preparation for sacraments, which is great. It's great. But I would contend that it's more difficult to get them back in high school than to reach them in grade school. And I would also contend that every father wants his children to have a special place in their memory. of him, of mom. And so they're starting a new thing called Gen 2 Rev. That's G-E-N 2, numeral 2, Rev, R-E-V. You got it. Genesis to Revelation. In fact, they just started a Kickstarter campaign. You can go to Kickstarter and look for Gen 2 Rev and be a part of starting a movement. They're building right now. They've already built it, I guess, and written it. I've been looking over it, and I love it. It's a storybook for children that parents read to them to take them through the entire Bible. That's Gen 2 Rev. We'll talk about it next week. But yeah, go to Kickstarter and see if you want to be a part of changing the landscape today and changing those Pew survey results. Well, we're going to talk today with Barbara Heil. She's going to be one of our guests, and she is a convert, a Pentecostal minister, converted to the Catholic Church and went through the Archbishop Harry J. Flynn Catechetical Institute. She's going to be talking to us. She's going to be the featured speaker at an upcoming event called Women, Wine, and Wisdom. We also have Lisa Hendy. Many of you know about Lisa. Lisa is the creator of CatholicMom.com. She is the recent recipient of the Association of Catholic Publishers Award for Inspirational Books. We'll talk to her, and we'll also talk to our own Sharon Wilson. Sharon Wilson is a wife, mother, writer, Catholic speaker, and she's going to be talking to us about how to become a wine enthusiast. So don't go away. We got so much to talk about today on the show about women in the new evangelization. Kelly Wahlquist will be with me in just a moment. We've got a great show. You're listening to the Rediscover Hour. Don't go away. Rediscover.
Computer Docs is a computer repair shop based in the Twin Cities. Computer Docs has provided service to many Relevant Radio listeners over the years who need repairs or updates on their personal or business laptops and desktop computers. They can service all brands, even tablets. They also provide security solutions for your computers. The Docs in Computer Docs stands for Dependable On-Time Computer Solutions, and they live up to that name. In most cases, an appointment can be made and serviced on the same day by calling 763-425-0275. Computer Docs, for any computer repair need you have, big or small. They use Angie's List to assess whether they're doing a good job keeping valued customers like you happy. Get your computers up to speed, cleared of virus or malware, or upgraded with Computer Docs in the Twin Cities. 763-425-0275 or computerdocsrepair.com.
Peace is flowing like a river, flowing out of you and me.
Welcome back to the Rediscover Hour. I'm Jeff Cavins. Whatever you're going through today, whatever you're facing tomorrow, know this. Jesus said, I will not leave you nor forsake you, and he will be with you through thick and thin. And I want you to know that, to be encouraged today, that you are not alone, whatever you're going through in life today. And I want to talk specifically to women today, and I want to introduce to you the founder of Women in the New Evangelization. She is the Associate Director of the Archbishop Harry J. Flynn Catechetical Institute, working hard, writing hard, and really trying to bring the gospel to the world. We're lucky to have her here in the Archdiocese. That's Kelly Wahlquist. Welcome to the show.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
It's good to have you on the show. We're going to talk all about women today. And I know that an awful lot of the listeners of the Rediscover Hour are women, and women are facing struggles these days, as men are, but people by and large are facing struggles. There's decisions. Think about it for a moment, that you've got the average person listening might be dealing with issues with their kids. They might be waiting for a doctor's report. They might be dealing with something with their husband or work or finances, whatever it might be. But there's an answer to all of this, isn't there?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And what is it?
I would say God.
Okay.
God's the answer.
Good start right there.
Excellent.
Well, let's talk about wine before we bring Barbara Heil in. She's a former Pentecostal minister that converted to the Catholic Church. Give our listeners kind of an overview of what wine is. Wine is an acronym for Women in the New Evangelization. But for those that have never heard it before, what's it about?
Women in the New Evangelization, wine, really stems from traveling the country and seeing women that have the same heart and the same passion to bring the Lord to other women and to have them give them the encounter with Christ. And I was watching these women reinvent the wheel. They all were doing the same thing. So a group of us got together about 2 years ago and thought, well, what can we do? How can we help women really evangelize? How can we help them share the gospel? And through much prayer, we came up with WINE, Women in the New Evangelization. And where it stems from was, I think I've told you this before too, Jeff, that where the Lord said to St. Francis, rebuild my church for such a time as this. We just really felt that he was saying to the women, heal my body, work in your gifts that I've given you as women to be nurturers, to be compassionate, to be generous, to be sensitive, to be receptive, and heal the body of Christ. The body of Christ is battered, bruised, and broken. And for such a time as this, we want to use WINE, Women in the New Evangelization, to elevate women in their gifts so they can heal the body of Christ and in turn, hopefully, heal their marriages, heal their homes, heal their communities and their parishes.
So what's the structure of WINE? I know that you have wonderful goals of restoration and encouragement and healing, but what does it look like in terms of what does WINE offer a parish? What would the women experience if they said, well, our church is involved in WINE?
Right. WINE first starts with an invitation. I think that's something we kind of overlook, is that invitation into relationship with other women who can support you. Like you said earlier, Jeff, during those times of needs, you're hurting, you've got problems with your family or health problems. So it offers you this invitation into relationship with other women, but more importantly, an invitation into relationship with Christ, into an encounter with Christ. So the structure begins with an invitation, and then we move into...
Invitation to what, though?
Invitation into relationship, into small groups.
Okay.
Or into some of our events. You come to a WINE event, like the Women, WINE, and Wisdom we're going to talk about shortly, and you really feel part of something. Mm-hmm. You feel part of something. We've had many women say, I feel like I'm home. This is wonderful.
So to be a member of WINE is not only to have, say, a small group ministry within a parish, which we, in the Archdiocese here, small groups is one of our real focuses.
Right.
Gene Stolpstad and I are working with pastors around the Archdiocese now to get small groups started in parishes, and WINE would be a small group.
Absolutely. Once we get into the parish, that's one way we want to give people the opportunity to encounter Christ, mm-hmm. to give them their yes. We want to meet women in their need. And say your need for me, my need 12 years ago, was really to be with other women. Mm-hmm. I was raising three young kids, and I just needed to talk to adults. And I got into a Bible study, The Great Adventure. You might have heard of it.
Mm.
It was pretty good. Yeah, it's pretty good. And I got into the Bible study, but what I really got was this relationship with other women that held me up during the time that I needed to be nurtured.
So outside of a small group, then you have a number of different kinds of events that women can get involved in. One of them is Wisdom.
Women, WINE, and Wisdom.
Women.
Let me help you. Women, WINE, and Wisdom.
Yeah, it was the Wisdom I was having a hard time with there. But Women, WINE, and Wisdom, which we're going to talk about with Barbara in a moment. That's a night where women come out and they can learn an awful lot. But you also, outside of that, you have even book clubs, don't you?
We have a book club. We have an online book club that we're starting this summer. And with Lisa Hendy's book, we're going to talk to her a little bit later, The Grace of Yes, and what a perfect book to start with.
That's the award-winning book.
It is. She just won an award for that, for inspirational books. But what a great book to start with for women to first give their yes.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, first they're getting that invitation into the relationship and then the invitation to saying yes to the Lord.
That's fantastic. Well, we're going to talk more about it as we move along in this hour, but I want to introduce our first guest, which is Barbara Heil. Let me tell you a little bit about Barbara. I remember when Barbara first got in touch with me. She was a Pentecostal minister and was interested in the Catholic Church and wanted to know if she could go through the Archbishop Harry J. Flynn Catechetical Institute. I ended up having an opportunity to talk with her, and I thought, wow, God is really doing an amazing work in her life. And even when she was a Pentecostal minister, she came into the Archbishop Harry J. Flynn Catechetical Institute, went through the 2-year program. She ended up coming into the Catholic Church, and I believe that even one of her sacraments of initiation was in Rome.
With Pope Francis,
which is not too bad on the old resume there. That's pretty good. But Barbara was found her way back into the Catholic Church, a church she did not know she was even a part of. And she's now an inspirational Catholic speaker And she is a founder of the ministry called From His Heart Ministries. And we're so excited about her. Her husband, Jeff, the two of them live in Iowa. She's a mother of four, grandmother of two. Barbara, how are you?
I'm great. I've been enjoying listening to the show so far. Oh,
wonderful. It's good to have you on the show. And as I was introducing you there, I was just thinking, wow, God has really done an amazing work in your life, hasn't he?
In a really short amount of time. Well, it took a while to get to that Catechetical Institute, but from that point on, it's gone pretty fast.
Well, you're going to be the featured speaker at the upcoming Wine
Women. Women, Wine, and Wisdom.
Whatever. Okay. But
we have to help the men with
that. The three
that.
W's there.
Women, Wine, and Wisdom.
Women, Wine, and Wisdom. You're going to be the featured speaker, and you're going to be talking about how to win a Catholic.
Exactly. When I first became a believer, I didn't grow up in a Christian home, and when I first became a believer right away in college, I wanted everybody I know and had in my life to know about Jesus, and so I began to take courses on how to do soul winning, and I actually got a certificate on how to win a Catholic.
Huh. So the whole seminar is going to be really focused on you equipping other women on how do you win a Catholic. Give me a couple of hints. What do we need to know?
Well, when I was young, in the certificate program that I did, we did the three B's. And you actually touched on them a little bit this morning. The three B's that I was taught were you befriend, you bring people to the Bible, and then you bless them.
Uh-huh.
And so the befriending is through creating an intimacy because you're genuinely interested in people. You really want them to know the Lord. You want them to go to heaven. And it gets us out of our comfort zone where we actually need to give that invitation, invite people to things. I remember when I first became a Christian, right away, the whole church, if I didn't show up, somebody would call me. Somebody was always inviting me to something, and then they'd follow up if I didn't show up. And that actually helped me stay in the church as a new believer. And there's a lot of people that kind of need that we're around all the time and you don't realize that they need it. So befriending is a big part of evangelizing and how to win a Catholic. And the second thing is the Word of God, the Bible. The second B is the Bible. And when you bring somebody to the Word, there's Catholics already have a reverence for the Bible. They know it's the Word of God. They love the Bible. But a lot of them haven't read the Bible, so they don't know what it says.
Uh-huh.
So when you open the Word of God, well, first you have to know the Word of God. And when you know the Word of God and you begin to get passionate about what it says, you're going to want to share this good thing with everybody you meet. And it becomes a natural part of the befriending thing again. It's not something forced or anything. It just comes out of the treasure of your heart. Then you bring people into the Word and you begin to show them, hey, Jesus promised you this.
Mm-hmm.
The Holy Spirit promises you this. This is something you can have. It's not, well, if the Lord just chooses to give it to me or, you know, that's for the saints or that's for the monks or the priests. No, this is something Jesus told you, and you showed him in the Word of God. And now that I'm a Catholic, I could show him in the Catechism too.
Right.
And that's the key right there. Know your faith.
We're talking with Barbara Heil. She's going to be the guest speaker for the Women, Wine, and Wisdom meeting that's coming up. Kelly, when does that take place and where?
Women, Wine, and Wisdom will take place on June 11th, and it is at Poor Richard's Common House in Burnsville, Minnesota, from 7 to 10 p.m., and it really is it's a fun evening.
How would people find out about that online?
You can go right to our website, which is catholicvineyard.com, and click right on events, and I would encourage you to sign up quickly. It's only $15 for the night. There'll be appetizers. There's drinks. You can have a glass of wine. Not all of our events actually involve wine, but this one does. This is kind of our theology on tap for women. And you can just go and register
I like
there.
I like the name of that website, catholicvineyard.com.
Isn't that nice?
That
kind of encompasses everything.
It does. Barbara, who should come to an event like this?
Anybody that's hungry for more.
Mm-hmm.
Or anybody that has somebody in their life that they've been praying for and they want to know how to talk to them. I'm actually going to be sharing my conversion story that night and leading into how to win a Catholic. And so anybody that's just wanting more, wondering if God has more for them, or just plain curious,
mm-hmm.
you know, just curious to what's going on. And frankly, anybody that just wants to get out of the house on a Thursday night and be around a bunch of fun women, they should come out.
But
they need to be women.
Yes. Okay. That'd be great.
Yeah, sorry, Jeff.
I think what's beautiful, Barbara, is how you went from those years ago of how to win a Catholic to what you're doing now, and how you're winning the Catholics who are around you, who are sitting right next to you in the pew. I like
to their own faith.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about that. Of those, I know you said when you were going through your conversion, you were like ready to jump in the boat. How do you inspire those women around you now to reach out to others and bring them into the boat?
Well, again, I meet people that don't realize they can have more, or they just sit there and tell me how hungry they are, and they don't realize they have the wealth of the beauty of this church, but they don't understand it, or they've checked off the boxes, they've ticked off all the boxes. Oh, I did this, I went to that conference, I did that, bought the T-shirt, now I'm bored. They missed the point of what was going on in their own church. And so all I do is I begin to share out of my own experience how God has awakened me in my faith through the Catholic Church, and it begins to inspire other people. The best thing that we have for witnessing to others, for giving them that invitation, for even our children, our spouses, our neighbors, the best thing you have is your testimony. What has God done in your life? Mm-hmm. How has this impacted you? And basically, I've made a life out of sharing with people what God has done in my life, and if he could do it for me, he could do it for you. And I began to talk about the Catholic Church. One of the things that kept me from becoming a Catholic for so long, I like to say there was two lines you see in the dirt, and my heel marks as I was being pulled in, and I had no intention of becoming a Catholic, even when I went to the Catechetical Institute. One of the things that was inhibiting me, you know, people say, why did it take you so long to become a Catholic? It wasn't Mary. It wasn't the infallibility of the Pope. It wasn't the saints. It was other Catholics.
Ah, interesting.
No, that's the truth.
Yeah, it wasn't my story. It wasn't my story, too, but it was a little bit in reverse, and that after I became Catholic. No, you know what? It was both. You're right, Barbara is right. Before I came back to the Catholic Church, it was a lot of my observation and thought, do I want to become like that? And then afterwards, it was, what have I done?
Exactly. Yeah. And I would meet, you know, I had so many questions because this didn't happen overnight. This was like a 12-year process before I got to the Catechetical Institute. And I would try to talk to Catholics about my questions and what about this and what about that. And I couldn't find people to talk to. I couldn't find people that knew the answers. I couldn't find Catholics or sometimes even priests that weren't willing to engage me in conversations because I wanted to know. And I basically turned online and began to devour things on different forums and things, Catholic Answers, read every book I can get my hand on just because it was feeding me. But I had no intention of becoming a Catholic because I thought, if they can't teach their own young people, if they're not understanding their own faith,
right,
if they can't give me any answers, I can't go into a church like that because, you know, what if I influence someone to go somewhere where they're not going to get fed either? And what I found out was all the bread is there, all the wine is there, the table is set. We just have to dive into it. And I was so thrilled when I heard about the Catechetical Institute. Because the very first day that I walked in, this Protestant Pentecostal preacher, and I who was vetted by Jeff before she could go, the very first thing I noticed that thrilled me, and I talk about this, is I walked into a room of Catholics that were sitting there with their catechisms, their notebook, their pen, and their Bibles.
Yep, yep.
And I went, wow. And it so thrilled me what God is doing and this awakening that I'm witnessing happening in the church everywhere I go.
There's so many good things happening, Barbara. And I want to thank you for joining us today. You are going to be, once again, if you just joined us, Barbara is going to be the speaker at the Women, Wine, and Wisdom event. And that's coming up Thursday, June 11th, 7 to 10 p.m. The location is Poor Richard's Common House. That's in Burnsville. And you can find out more information about this event at CatholicVineyard.com. or you can write Kelly an email. It's kelly@catholicvineyard.com. Kind of an easy thing to remember, kelly@catholicvineyard.com. We look forward to seeing you, Barbara.
Great. I look forward to seeing you.
God bless you.
Thanks, Barbara.
Well, that's the first. This is the first thing going on now in wine. Is you've got a big event, Women, Wine, and Wisdom. I got to tell you, this is one of the most exciting women's ministry in the country, if not the most. I just have so much hope for what this ministry is going to do nationwide. Very well organized, national. So many leaders from around the country, and I know that you've even gained the attention of a number of Protestant ministries that are interested in what are you guys doing. When we come back from our break, we're going to be talking with Lisa Hendy, and many of you know her. She's been on the show before. She's been on Relevant Radio many times. She is the recent recipient of the Association of Catholic Publishers Award for Inspirational Books, and her new book called The Grace of Yes. And that's what we're going to be featuring in another event coming through wine in the Twin Cities, and that is Reading Between the Wines. That's the book club Kelly was talking about. We'll talk more about that. You're listening to the Rediscover Hour. Don't go away. We've got so much more to share with you to change the world. Rediscover.
Living the Gospel of Life is heard Saturday mornings at 11:30 with hosts Brian Gibson and Kim Morgan.
This past weekend, I got reports that we had 4 babies saved on Saturday morning from 2 different abortion facilities.
Right here in Minneapolis?
Right in the Twin Cities.
In the Twin Cities, beautiful.
3 of them were saved at Whole Woman's in downtown Minneapolis and 1 at Planned Parenthood in St. Paul. One was carrying twins, and she came out, turned to the sidewalk counselor and said, "I'm pregnant with twins. I'm not going to have the abortion."
Oh, took 2 little souls to help that mama.
Listen for a complete understanding of pro-life issues and current events Saturdays at 11:30. Brought to you in part by Glasgow Automotive, maintaining Swedish cars starting with the letter V. They have the latest tools, technology, and training with the same exacting standards as a dealer. Visit GlasgowAuto.com or call 651-227-8182.
And I can see for miles. And the things I was stuck on.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Rediscover Hour. I'm Jeff Cavins, Director of Evangelization and Catechesis. Got a full studio here, all kinds of people talking about evangelization today in the Twin Cities. If anyone ever tells you, or anybody ever says to you, "You mean Catholics share their faith? You mean they read the Bible? You mean they evangelize?" Well, you say yes and tell them all about this show, because there's so much happening right now. We're talking about wine. Kelly, you're with us here co-hosting today. I'm glad you could join us.
It's great to be here.
Tell us a little bit about our next guest, Lisa.
Our next guest, Lisa Hendy. She is the founder of CatholicMom.com. And I think it's been about 10 years that she's put this into practice. And she has really organized a beautiful army out there of women, of moms, who write, who blog. The authors are amazing, who speak. She's got speakers on her website, too. Just really inspirational information. Bible study. She does a gospel reflection every day. So just wonderful. And an incredible, incredible author. And we're talking today about her book, The Grace of Yes, 8 Virtues for Generous Living.
Let's welcome her to the show then. Lisa, how are you?
Hi, Jeff. Hi, Kelly. It's so great to be with you guys. I wish I were there in person, but thank you for the invitation to be with you.
Yeah, because if you're here in person, you would have been able to sleep in 2 more hours, right? It's an early morning for you back there in California.
It's slightly early for wine in California, but it's early for this kind of wine.
Lisa, you're doing such a great job reaching out to women around the world, and you're an example of the new evangelization. You know, when John Paul II spoke about new methods, new ardor to get the message out there, you certainly are doing it with social media and the internet and your beautiful writings. But before we get into the whole issue of wine and reading through the Reading Between the Wines, which your book is going to be featured coming up here, I got to ask you, with social media, Did I see you on Meerkat the other day?
You did.
I'm
really a firm believer in whatever is the latest thing, you know, whatever is the latest tool, we need to be there as Catholics.
For those of you who don't know, Meerkat is simply a Twitter program that I was with Lisa, where you can go live with your video wherever you're at, and it tells all your friends that you're live, and they can come and listen to whatever you happen to be saying. So I'll look forward to seeing you, Lisa, on Meerkat.
You've outed me as a big geek.
All right. Tell me a little bit about your book, because this is going to be a featured book for Reading Between the Wines. It's called The Grace of Yes. And congratulations, by the way. You won the Association of Catholic Publishers Award for Inspirational Books. Congrats.
Oh, thank you. You know, Jeff, this book was such a joy to write. It was a kind of transitional book for me. The first book that I wrote that doesn't have the word mom in the title. And hopefully it's really a book for anyone about embracing, you know, our unique and special yes to God's will for our life. And then how that changes us as wanting to go out and be generous spirits in the world around us. And the book and having, you know, shared it with people for the last few months has been just a real blessing for me.
Before we get into the book, Lisa, Kelly, could you tell us just a little bit about the Reading Between the Wines program, which is part of Women in the New Evangelization?
Absolutely. You know, when women get together and they gather in small group, they really click. And we find that after, what, week three, you want to keep coming back. Well, then usually what happens is summer comes, and we take some time off from our wine groups, our new wine groups. And we thought, how do we keep these women together? And what better way than a Read Between the Wines book club? So we decided to do a book club. And with the grace of yes, it couldn't be more perfect and more fitting for how we start with wine. Because wine really stems from the wedding in Cana. And Mary saying, do whatever he tells you. Which she's telling us, do the will of God. And that's hard to do. It's hard to do it, and it's hard to do alone. And as Catholics, how blessed we are that we have this community within which to grow and live and learn. And as women, being even more radically relational, how blessed we are that we have that. So I often say, you know, if I woke up tomorrow morning and the Lord said, Kelly, my will for you is to wake up every morning at 5 a.m. and go to the gym, I'd be like, praise God, I finally see the will of God clearly in my life. And for 3 weeks, I would do it really well. And then week four, at 5 a.m., I'd probably hit the snooze, unless I had Lisa there saying to me, Kelly, remember, we're supposed to be at the gym at 5, helping me give my yes, taking, you know, my fiat and making it kind of our fiat. So we are just thrilled to have the grace of yes. And Lisa, I wanted to ask you a little question about that, too. As we're looking at the grace of yes, you couched it in the virtues. Can you talk to us a little bit about some of those virtues that you couched our giving our yes to God in?
You know, really, the virtues that we look at in the book, the very first one that we look at is how belief or our faith is an underpinning for our yes. So that's an examination of, you know, really how it is that we say yes to living out, you know, being a Christian, being a follower of Christ, being, you know, a person of faith in our life. And then it goes on from there into some virtues, I think I call virtues that maybe people haven't necessarily thought of as virtues before, things like integrity or humility or even the grace of a vulnerable yes, a yes during times of weakness or challenge or struggle in our life, and how even those can be moments to give ourselves more fully to God. So the different virtues are really just a way of kind of connecting to the theme in the day-to-day grind of really challenging life.
You know, Lisa, I'm not going to assume that everybody listening knows what we mean by a virtue. I think generally speaking, people know that a virtue is kind of a good thing that you do in your life. But give me an example of how a woman would go about cultivating or developing a particular virtue.
To me, I mean, Kelly's example of the gym, the early morning gym, is kind of a fabulous one here, because some of us are by nature just virtuous people. I know people in my life who certainly, you know, I look at them and think, wow, they are just genuinely close to God in their life. But I think those virtues are strengths that we look to build up in our life. And certainly as Catholics, we are so blessed to have the Eucharist drawing us closer to Christ, to have the example of Scripture, but also to have holy men and women, saints who have walked before us, for whom they are both role models and intercessors for us, leading us closer to God. So I think virtues are things that we have to work at, you know, that we have to practice, that we have to identify as goals and then march towards. And sometimes that's hard, and we need support. And that's why something like wine and doing this in community is such a beautiful thing.
Who's your target audience?
Everyone.
Oh, no, there.
That's why the book is selling so well.
I have Jewish girlfriends in my community that have read this book. I have a priest friend here, or a seminarian friend down in Florida who's first year seminarian. I have plenty of moms, lots of dads, really anyone who wants to grow closer to understanding God's will for their life. That's the target audience.
Well, you certainly have your hand on the whole issue of moms and the challenges that moms are facing. Your Catholic Mom website is I think the best at really reaching moms. What are you hearing from women out there today as far as what are they facing? What are two or three things that you would say, you know, women are really going through this or facing this obstacle today?
You know, along with the top recurring question, which is how you get a two-year-old to be quiet in mass, the most recurring theme that I'm hearing when I'm out these days is, you know, with our youth and young adults, how do we stem the tide of people becoming those statistics that we heard about in that Pew study last week, those who are walking away from the church or identifying as spiritual but not religious, and even in very, very holy and with great Catholic upbringings, you know, the young people who are at this point turning their back on our church. I think this is critical that we look at this head on, and I think the new evangelization and equipping every person to be part of that is really mm-hmm. critical for our church.
By the way, I want to thank you on behalf of my wife and her crew for promoting the Gen 2 Rev a storybook for moms and dads to start reading salvation history to their children. I thank you for that.
Oh, well, I'm thrilled that we're going to be doing an early next week feature on that. And I think that's a great example of, you know, how we, in the very basic level at our homes, you know, it's really easy to go out and talk about the new evangelization and do it with strangers, but sometimes it's more challenging to do it with the people we love the most, those who are closest to us. So a tool like this is so perfect for our home.
Getting back to your book, your award-winning book, The Grace of Yes, 8 Virtues for Generous Living, what are you hearing from women you know, so far? What are people saying about the book? Because no doubt they're sending you emails or posting online what the book has meant to them.
They are. It's really helpful for me. This is a very personal book to write, and as you know, Jeff, when you put your writing out there, it's hard any time to put writing out, but then to put something that's very personal is feels like a big risk, and I'm finding that people are really connecting with a few of the sections of the book. I write kind of very personally about the topic of forgiveness, and that's been a very big section that I've gotten a lot of feedback on. And we also have a chapter in the book called The Grace of No, and I think particularly for women, understanding how to discern a good and worthy and healthy no is an important virtue to lead us closer to God.
Well, I'm looking at your book right now. It's a beautiful book, The Grace of Yes, 8 Virtues of Generous Living. And on the front, Lisa, I don't know if you've seen this, but wine has a special sticker on the front of your book now called Read Between the Wines Book Club. And St. George's Bookstore in the Twin Cities is the distributor for the book locally here for all the wine groups, the reading groups. And it looks really good. It looks just a fantastic book. You did a great job.
Well, thank you, and a huge thanks to my publisher, Ave Maria Press, and also to St. George's. Please, you know, on a holiday weekend, spend some time this weekend, whether or not you get this book, just go to your Catholic bookstore. It's so important that we support those families that run those bookstores.
Boy, that's true, isn't it? Well, let's give them the synopsis here, Kelly, of where people can go to find out information about these Reading Between the Wines groups in the Twin Cities, as well as around the country, and how they can get a hold of the book.
The Read Between the Wines book club begins on June 13th. And if you go to CatholicVineyard.com on our online book club, you can click on that and you'll get all the information. There's a great video up there by Sarah Dom, who is just one of our wonderful wine enthusiasts. And she works with us here in the Twin Cities and is working with Lisa Hendy very closely on this and has put together a really great online book club. We start June 13th with a book club kickoff with an interview with Lisa Hendy. And then each week, a chapter is going to be reviewed by some of the best writers in the Catholic world today. I think some of the best women writers. With wine, what we really want to do is elevate women in their gift. And I think we're certainly elevating some of these writers. We've got The Grace of Belief with Judy Klein from Memorari Ministries, The Grace of Generativity with Sarah Christmeyer. There's so much going on. So each week that'll be posted and it can also come to your email. So go to CatholicVineyard.com. If you do it as a group, you could do it individually. If you do it as a group, sign up, and you win a chance to have Lisa Hendy come to your small group discussion via Skype.
That's great.
Unless she wants to fly to Minnesota.
She probably does.
Hey, I'm always up for a flight, Kelly. And I can't wait to do that Skyping with whatever group it is. And I really think this this conversation over the summer is going to be really very fruitful and hopefully a blessing for the women who participate.
Well, Lisa, it's been a pleasure to have you on the Rediscover Hour. I look forward to seeing you out there in cyberspace, too. How can people get a hold of you?
You know, follow me on Facebook or Twitter, Lisa Hendy, it's H-E-N-D-E-Y, or my favorite way, even if you're not a mom, is to come on over to CatholicMom.com. We've got great resources for you and your family.
That's super. Thank you for all the work that you're doing, and once again, thank you for getting the word out there about the Bible. Thank you for your book and all the work that you're doing. You're doing a great job.
Thanks, guys. God bless. Thank you.
Lisa Hendy. CatholicMoms.com. What a great website. What a great lady. Great evangelist. It's a pleasure always to talk to Lisa Hendy. By the way, I want you to know in the Twin Cities here that wine is a part of the new evangelization initiative here in the Twin Cities with the Archdiocese. Kelly's working with us, and this is part of your ministry here, too. So support it, pray for it, get involved. This is spreading around the country. When we come back, we'll talk with Sharon Wilson. She is going to talk to us about how you could become a wine enthusiast in your parish. This is the Rediscover Hour.
Rediscover. Patients of James Kohler Family Dentistry describe their dental experience in the most positive terms. I'm Corey Regan of Relevant Radio, and you can include my immediate and extended family who visit Dr. Kohler in North St. Paul. We feel well cared for each time we visit. It's a trust that he and his staff have earned with a comfortable and friendly neighborhood office.
Our patients, young and old, are well cared for with modern dental techniques. We can solve many dental problems with just one visit. We've welcomed many Relevant Radio listeners as new patients in the past few months, and I invite you to try us for your next dental cleaning and checkup or any dental work that you might need. And as always, we will do our very best to keep you as comfortable as possible.
Their patients' comfort is the number one priority. They're committed to making your visits to the dentist comfortable, safe, and positive.
Mention Relevant Radio when you call, and new patients receive a free electric toothbrush. I hope you'll give us a try soon. Call my office at 651-777-6454. 651-777-6454. Holding on to hope.
Welcome back to the Rediscover Hour. Jeff Cavins with you, co-hosted today with Kelly Walquist, who is the founder of Wine, Women in the New Evangelization. And boy, we've covered a lot so far.
We have. Almost the whole vineyard.
The whole vineyard. We got a few minutes left. We want to talk about another aspect of Women in the New Evangelization here in the Twin Cities. And that is what we would call really a representative in every parish that can act as a liaison between the ministry, Women in the New Evangelization, and the pastor, and the director of religious education. And it's a great name. It's called a wine enthusiast in every parish. Do I have that right?
That's absolutely right.
And today we're going to talk with Sharon Wilson right now, and she's going to be working with you to cultivate wine enthusiasts. Sharon, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me on.
It's good to have you. And I know you've been a really important part of getting wine going here in the Twin Cities and by extension all around the country. Real quickly, your thoughts about wine.
Well, first, I think we have a real need to be reaching out to women. I know you were speaking earlier about the Pew research. Mm-hmm. And I think in the past we've really thought that women were sort of a given in the Catholic Church, but when I'm one of those Catholic nerds who actually read the Pew research, and one of the surprising things that I saw is that even though there are more women than men attending Mass and our regular churchgoers, that rate is dropping at the same rate as men and even higher in certain demographics. So we need to really be reaching out to women.
And I think that the women in the new evangelization is answering that call, and I think we're going to see some results from it. I'm very impressed with what all of you are doing. Now, Sharon, you're working with wine enthusiasts, and you're going to be doing some training, too. Tell us what a wine enthusiast is and what you're going to do.
Well, I love, after Kelly had come up with the name of enthusiast, as we call the various people who are putting the word out there and helping other women in their parishes, I looked up the word enthusiast, and I didn't know this before, but the word enthusiast means a person inspired by God. So it's an inspirational name. So we've chosen that name to represent the women that are working at their parishes, which, as you know, is where evangelization is really rooted in their parishes and working with the women that they have there.
Someone's listening right now saying, well, I wonder if I qualify. Would I be a wine enthusiast? What's the qualifications here?
Jeff, you can't. You have the wrong chromosomes. We do. In general, our wine enthusiasts are women in the parishes, and certainly they work partner with the parish staff and their pastors as part of that. But that's the only qualification. Any age, as long as you're a woman. We're
so
good.
And have a heart for God.
Yes.
Well, Kelly, what does a wine enthusiast do in the parish as far as the practical things?
It really is like the leader, the leader of the parish and of that aspect of the wine group, kind of interacting with Sharon, our wine specialist, interacting with our team and interacting with the pastor. And when we're looking at discerning of bringing in different programs, what wine wants to do is bring in the best programs that are out there. You know, Barbara talked about people being able to share the faith only if they know it. So once we reach women and bring them in, we want to give them tried, trusted, and true programs. And we've got some. And one of them, a powerful one in Scripture, The Great Adventure, Quick Journey, something that women can go through. But we want to work with that wine enthusiast to discern with the Holy Spirit, what are they being called to in their small group? Are they being called to start right away with Scripture? Or are they being called to start with prayer?
One of the great examples of a wine enthusiast in action took place earlier this year as you held your archdiocesan conference over at Epiphany. And in order to, that was a sellout. I mean, that thing sold out so quickly, but that was due to the enthusiasts.
That was due to the enthusiasts. We just called them at a Women, Wine, and Wisdom and put the call out there saying, if you feel something right now in your heart, something is telling you that you are part of this and you want to do more, that's the Holy Spirit
talking.
How many
did you get?
72. Oh. How's that for a number? And within 3 weeks, those 72 got 900
isn't
to come to that conference.
That's how it's done, isn't it? Those 900 will get 10,000. Yes. Those 10,000 will get 100,000. Those 100,000 will get 1,000,000. And this is how it's done, folks. This is how it's done. You know, evangelization in the archdiocese here is not a matter of an office doing it. Mm-hmm. It isn't a matter of myself coming up with a program and saying, well, this is what we're going to do. It's really grassroots efforts. We've got a plan in the archdiocese. Women, it's wine. Women in the new evangelization. Men, we're working with Matthew Christoph. Grandparents, we're working with Judy Cousins, the mother of Bishop Cousins. We have some initiatives, but the bottom line is it's not going to work unless we have rosaries on the ground. I was going to say boots on the ground, but we've got
high-heeled shoes on the ground.
Could we do high heels on the ground?
Sandals on the ground.
There we go.
High heels on the ground in your case. Yeah. And that's how it's done. And evangelization is not a matter of doing one program and everybody responds, but it's really one person relating to another. Now, the Wine Enthusiast Leader Training is coming up. That, in fact, that's coming up in June, isn't it?
Yeah, June 22nd, and we are hosting it at Our Lady of Grace Catholic Church in Edina.
Super.
So we'd love to have people sign up. You can go to our website, catholicvineyard.com, and look on events. And Wine Enthusiast Training gives you a taste of wine, as we say. And it's wonderful for women to get together with other women who are enthusiastic about their faith. And it helps to build their own faith when we gather together in these ways. And we're able to then equip these women with all the things that they need to bring the enthusiasm that you see in this room right now and that has been spreading across the country back to their parish and become part of wine.
Yeah, and if you're wondering, should I go to that? Come June 11th. come June 11th to the Women, Wine, and Wisdom and see if you're part of it. Sign up for the book club. Just be part.
Well, I want to congratulate both of you on the success that you've experienced here in the Twin Cities, and I know that it's going out to dioceses around the country, and we're getting inquiries now of people saying, well, you know, in fact, I just spoke to a national leader just the other day, and I was mentioning you, Kelly, and he said, oh, wine. And so people are hearing about it around the country. And while there's an emphasis on wine, let me just say this. The emphasis of women in the new evangelization wine is not primarily wine, but it's primarily Jesus Christ and his mother and the good news of Jesus and the transformation of the souls of women all around the world. We've talked about three things. We've been talking about three things today related to wine. One is the women.
Wine and wisdom.
And wisdom. And that's going to be a special event coming up.
On June 11th in Burnsville. You can find out more information on catholicvineyard.com on the events tab.
Barbara Heil's the best, the guest speaker and the best speaker.
Oh, she's phenomenal.
She's going to be a good time as far as conveying the gospel of Jesus Christ. Then we have the Reading Between the Wines book clubs starting up.
June 13th with Lisa Hendy and a slew of incredible Catholic writers.
And then your meeting for the wine enthusiasts coming up June 22nd at?
Our Lady of Grace.
Super. Got a lot going on. You guys are doing a great job. And once again, Kelly, where can people get in touch with you and wine?
They can go to catholicvineyard.com. You can email me directly at kelly@catholicvineyard.com or email sharon@catholicvineyard.com.
Fantastic. Thank you. Thank you both for being on the show today. And I want to draw your attention once again. We spoke about it earlier, and that is get involved with Gen 2 Rev. Gen 2 Rev, G-E-N 2, the numeral 2, R-E-V. In fact, you can go to Kickstarter. They're getting things going to build this children's storybook so that you can read the Bible to your children in chronological order. We're going to talk about that next week. Well, Paul, we've got all sorts of things happening.
Tons of things. Join Bishop Lee Pache and others from around the Archdiocese for the annual Archdiocesan Corpus Christi procession. It's coming up on Sunday, June 7th at 2 p.m. The procession begins at the University of St. Thomas School of Law, ends with Vespers and Benediction at the Basilica of St. Mary. That's followed by an ice cream social on the Basilica lawn. Free parking available at the Minneapolis Community and Technical College ramp next to the Basilica. Shuttle bus also available to bring you to the starting location. Find out more. Visit walkwithhim.org or call 651-239-8574. That's 651-239-8574.
Prenatal Partners for Life invites you to attend their 9th annual benefit dinner on Tuesday, June 9th at the University of St. Thomas Anderson Student Center on the St. Paul campus. Internationally acclaimed Irish tenor Mark Forrest will be sharing his story. Special guest MC will be Kelly Yanta. The evening begins at 5:30 p.m., dinner at 6. Tickets are only $75 per person. For more information and to register, call 763-772-3868. That's 763-772-3868.
Father Rocky will lead a day of reflection for widows at Our Lady of Grace Church in Edina, Saturday, June 27th. Theme of the retreat is Widows, a Treasure of the Church. The day begins with Mass at 8:30 a.m., followed by two talks by Father Rocky, and the event concludes with lunch at noon. Cost is $20. To register, contact Our Lady of Grace Parish, 952-929-3317. That's 952-929-3317.
And Paul, we want to remind everybody, big fall coming up. This fall, the Archbishop Harry J. Flynn Catechetical Institute will begin another two-year course at the Church of the Epiphany campus in Coon Rapids. The program follows the four pillars of the Catechism of the Catholic Church and will make sense of all things Catholic, deepen your faith, and lay out the roadmap to heaven. Applications are now being accepted through July 1st, 2015. Hey, that's this year, for the class beginning in September. For more information and an application to become part of, get this, Paul, the class of St. Teresa of Avila.
That'll be a great one.
That's going to be a good one that you can call 651-962-5028. That's 651-962-5028 or visit www.cistudent.com.
You had a big show today, and you've got a big one coming up next week, too.
We do. We got a big show next week. Emily Cavins. Hey.
I've heard of her.
That's my wife. Emily Cavins and Regina Neville, two of the four writers of the Gen 2 Rev storybook, A Walk Through the Catholic Bible, they're going to join us. This storybook includes a summary of sacred scripture from Genesis through Revelation and is written for children in grades K through 8. Emily is the author of My Heart is a Violin, Lily of the Mohawks, the story of St. Kateri Tekakwitha, and writer of Family Night, a weekly column based on the current Sunday Mass readings. Regina received her BA in Education and Master's of Fine Arts. She's going to join us. Both of them are going to talk about how to transform your family with the story of salvation history. I think they're interested in starting a movement.
It sounds like it to me.
Nationwide movement.
That would be a good one.
We hope you have a great Memorial Day weekend with your family, and may God be glorified in everything that you do over the weekend. And by the way, look for opportunities to share Christ, because I guarantee you one thing, the opportunities are going to be there, especially when you get together with family. But let's also remember all of our loved ones who gave their lives in service to our country. Pray for them, pray for their family.
The Rediscover Hour is heard every Friday morning at 9, Saturday evening at 6, and Sunday morning at 9 on Relevant Radio 1330. You can find show audio archives at rediscover-faith.org and at relevantradio.com. Keyword, rediscover. The Rediscover Hour is a production of the Archdiocese of St. Paul in Minneapolis in cooperation with Relevant Radio. Rediscover.